Hi, and welcome to JCB Radio. I'm your host, Cody Powers. With me this week, as always,
Josh Sawyer.
And returning from the grave, from beyond the grave,
Brandon Thomas Brown.
There he is.
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
So it's been about 2 weeks since we last did our last show. Nothing's really changed on the back end stuff. Still like us on iTunes when you get this. We are moved to jcbradio.podomatic.com. I know it's really complicated and complicated, but it'll load up our homepage as soon as you go there. Install it, download us, give us 5 stars and all that jazz. Just want to get that out of the way because I've completely forgot to cover it in the last podcast. I have to go back in there and cover it at the end. But we'll just kind of start with what we've been up to the last 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago we had a show. Josh, what have you been up to?
Playing a lot of Call of Duty. Downloaded the new Call of Duty downloadable content. Gives you a new gun, more zombie maps, and what was it, 3 more maps?
Yeah.
Downhill, which is a snow level.
So,
there's
does
an
it
actual snowman? In the
is it really?
Yeah, yes. He's got a top hat and everything.
So, how much was the map pack?
How much was it?
Like $15.
We're
yeah, it was like
rich.
15.
We don't. Money doesn't matter.
You can only get a $20. But you. Pay 15, so you
so it's 1,500 shrewd bucks.
Yeah,
not real money.
Like that. Yeah, those fake money.
So basically, this week, Brandon, what have you been up to?
Actually, the same exact thing. Lots of Call of Duty. We have switched from Halo to Call of Duty.
So officially, it's done. Halo's dead to you now.
I'll probably go back to it whenever the downloadable content for the other maps come out.
The new maps.
But it gets boring. Same thing over and over and over and over and over.
Hi.
And over and over and over. And over and over.
And over. For just like 12 years.
This is really good radio that we're just rambling on for this. I've been playing Far Cry 3. I just got it the other day, and that game is awesome. It's like Skyrim with guns, essentially. That's completely all it is. When you start off, basically you're on this island with you vacationing with your friends. And you get captured by some local drug lord, takes all your friends captive. So, like, the first initial part of the game, you're trying to escape their compound, and you're crawling through the area, and, your brother's this military commando guy that starts off, and he's just snapping people's necks, and you're kind of like the... like, you're like, I don't want to kill anybody. What are we going to do? Panicking and freaking out, and then all of a sudden you just... like, you walk out of the little area, and you're like, okay, well... I guess I'll just pick up an AK-47 and start mowing people down.
Now, is this on the Crytek engine?
Yes, it is.
I had a feeling it was.
Yeah, it's very good, too. Like, the whole, like, the trees, I mean, it Far Cry 2 was terrible. I hated Far Cry 2, but this one's much improved. I've spent most of the game, instead of, like, I think I've done 4 or 5 missions, and the rest of the time I've just been running around hunting.
Right.
So... the game
so
is
you can, like grinding, like level up.
Yeah, because you can upgrade your like wallet, your pouch where you carry your guns, all that stuff, by killing animals, and then so you'll be walking along and no, I've been killed more by animals than I have by people. You'll be running along, and all of a sudden you hear just a growl, and then a leopard or something will just jump out and just attack you. Out of nowhere, and like it's pretty intense. Like so. Earlier, there was a mission. I was trying to sneak to this water, to this enemy's base across the way. So I was swimming through the water, and as I'm swimming, all of a sudden, just a crocodile just grabs me in the middle of the thing. So I have to fight off a crocodile, and then I like pop up to see if anybody saw me. And the guard's like, "What was that?" I was like, "You didn't see a man struggling for his life against the crocodile." But
how exactly do you fight off a crocodile?
It bites you on the arm, and the secret is, in case real life, you just mash B a whole bunch, and apparently you punch it, and then you stab it in the top of the head with your knife, and it dies.
That's awesome. I'll remember that whenever I
go swimming
in the Amazon.
Yes. That's how the that alligator, the swamp people show, that's how they really do it.
It's
all for TV. They just mash B a bunch.
They just mash B a whole lot.
But I'm playing that. I played some of the Call of Duty on the Vita, and doesn't look great. The controls are pretty bad. To throw a grenade, I know you guys didn't get to that part when you played, but to throw a grenade, you have to literally take your thumb off the stick, touch the screen, drag to where you want to throw it, and release.
No.
Yeah. That's depressing.
So, yeah, it's not a good game.
Yeah, that's...
I give it a 0 out of 10 based on that.
It's probably not far from the truth, but I didn't buy it. I borrowed it from somebody, so I don't feel that bad. But that's all we've been. I've been up to. I guess we'll just slide into the news. The news section.
Yeah.
Something that kind of gets me excited is the Legacy of Kain was renewed and a new website. Now, how do you say that name?
War for Nosgoth, which is Nosgoth.
I think it's Nosgoth.
Nosgoth is the area where the Legacy of Kain games took place, like his realm, I guess you'd call it.
I liked Soul Reaver 1 and 2 a lot. I didn't like Kain. I thought he was kind of a D-bag. But I liked, what the hell was the other guy's name? Kain and,
And I thought you finally had good taste, because I heard you liked Legacy of Kain.
I liked, God, what was the guy's name in Soul Reaver? I can't think of his name, but he was really, I liked that guy better than I did Kain. I did. I just deflected it.
Yeah.
But that with that site, it potentially puts EA in the makings of a reboot for this game, which a lot of games.
It's about time.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that cycle through. So I mean, this one right here is, you know.
I think it was Legacy of Kain Brotherhood or something, or
yeah, something like that.
I was like, yeah, it was on the original Xbox, so it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Something I thought kind of neat too, just kind of shows, you know, when Nintendo actually puts something out that people want, they will buy it. The Hyrule Historia was. It's a book based on Zelda, so it's got the timeline, which is stupid. The Zelda timeline is the dumbest thing of ever. It's just stupid. Shouldn't exist. There should be no effing timeline for those games. But it's got that in there. It's got the art. It's got soundtracks. It's got pretty much everything you would need if you're a Zelda fan. And it was the number one book on Amazon when I looked it up today. So it's consistently.
It also just hit the New York Times bestseller list. So.
They say it's outselling the Bible. That's the truth.
Yes, I have no information to negate your to defend your claim, because
believe me on this one.
I'll take the word for it.
All right.
You came back with such wisdom after you died. You saw the other side, and you're like, I know everything.
I understand it all.
Something that I haven't. Were you guys shocked when G4 canceled like all their shows earlier last year? Like you know. I can't tell you the last time I watched Attack of the Show or X Play or.
Can. When Olivia Munn.
The last.
That was the death of G4.
That was probably 3 years ago, maybe.
Yep, yeah. G4 died to me 3 years.
I mean, it died to me a long time ago. Like when, like you turn on TV and like before, like I don't know, I don't know if it was budget things, but like every time you turned on, there was like a tech show. There was, you know, always something kind of cool on, and then. I don't know if, like, one day they just flipped a light switch and were like, we're going to be cops all day. We're going to show cops, cheaters, Campus PD.
RoboCop,
and some Jackie Chan movies, and the two shows that, you know, people
they
actually come to.
They had Ninja movies on there all the time.
Ninja Warrior. I forgot about
that. Yeah, Ninja Warrior. That's the only show I actually watched.
But, I mean, you know, when they bought Tech TV, I remember when I was, you know, 17 or 18, like, I'd stay up all night watching. You know, watching that, because they'd have video game shows, and they'd switch to, like...
Some of it was pretty interesting. I mean, they had a lot of different things that were coming out and everything else like that.
And even, I mean, it's weird, though. Like, they're kind of caught in this place. Like, before, I think last year's E3, I was watching it. Before that, they had a cops marathon, and then all of a sudden, it was, like, E3 coverage. And it's like, where do you want to be in this? Like, go one side. The reason nobody watches your network is because no one wants to watch cops all day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's people that do, but they probably don't have cable.
True.
They're sure. Probably running from the cops just to make sure they're not, like, on America's Most Wanted. Next month we got a bunch of games coming out, though. We've got BioShock, finally, the 26th. I'm so excited.
Yes.
This month, though, we've still got Metal Gear Revengeance, Crisis 3. I mean, it's a good start. Dead or Alive 5 comes to the Vita, so there's a bunch of good games finally rolling out. Especially for the Vita, man, it's floundering hard, and Sony just doesn't care. They're just like, eh. But I think there's a reason for that, and we'll talk about that when we get to the topic of the week. We've got a theory. We've got a good theory about why the Vita, they're just letting it tank, and they don't care. Yes. So GTA 5, we thought all the games kind of ran from in March. Like, you had, you know, what's really sad about it is, like, THQ pushed a lot of their games back. Like, Saints Row the Third.
Yeah.
Is coming and rumored to come in August. Like, so if Saints Row the Fourth had came out in March, THQ may have had enough time to stay alive before they, you know. But they ran away thinking, oh, you know, Grand Theft Auto is for sure coming this spring. We've got to move. Nope, September 17th. Which puts that game in a really weird position. Like, especially if the consoles aren't backwards compatible, you know.
So it has kind of like a war in among itself trying to decide whether or not it wants to go to
the next-gen
console, or...
I don't think it will be. I think it'll just be Xbox 360, PS3.
I think if anything, that's what they'll do. They'll put it out first and foremost. It'll be 360, PS3, and then if anything, if the system comes out not too long after that, they'll just boot it up there.
Yeah, but I don't even know if... I mean, I'm just worried about if it's going to be backwards compatible or not.
If it's not backwards compatible, I'm going to burn all my stuff and I'm going to shoot somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
That extreme. If you guys hear the fan club in the background yelling, "Hey, my son keeps walking in here wanting to be part of the show."
I could not comprehend, like, the amount of money that somebody puts into a game system. Like me. I have, I'd say, at least 30 video games. Like, literally 30 different games. And every one of them is at least $20 or more.
Yeah, I mean, we were in this situation, though. Remember when the Xbox 360 came out and everybody was pissed that it wasn't backwards compatible? You know, only certain games were, like, and you had to look at that stupid list to figure out if it was.
Even if it's that, I mean, who's going to give me the money? Like, okay, say that it's not backwards compatible, but what they do is they allow you to download all of the 360 games as games of that sort. Are they going to give me codes for these games?
Not.
No, they're going to make me pay for them, and I'm not going to like that.
Just buy everything digitally, man, like I do. You're safe.
Yeah.
That's why.
Who's to say they're going to be able to transfer that?
They better.
Exactly.
I'm gonna riot.
See?
There may be a lot of riots.
I think so.
I mean, my only thought is that we'll know a lot more on the 20th, because if Sony comes out and says we're backwards compatible, Microsoft's not going to come out and be like, you can't play any of your old games.
Yeah, they're going to be like, that's just a game killer. They're going to be like, oh, well, you know.
Also, Killzone Vita was announced for September 17th. And, you know, the weird part about that is you got to feel bad for Sony, because they put out this date 3 days before Grand Theft Auto announced that they're coming out on September 17th. So they're like, Killzone, coming September 17th, coming in the fall, it's going to be great. And then 3 days later, it's like, oh, Grand Theft Auto's coming out. So if we go to the store, I'm not even going to go to the Killzone, so I'm not even going to go to the
Vita. No, nobody's going to spend their money on that.
You know, they're all just going to be like, well,
save for 3 more days.
I'll get to Killzone after I've been playing Grand Theft Auto for 6 months. The funny thing, too, about talking about games getting delayed is Rayman Legends, like one of the big Wii U exclusives, got delayed, and they announced that it's coming to Xbox 360 and PS3. So, you know, if you think about it, like, if you're a Wii U owner, you must just really be pissed. Because if I bought a system thinking, you know, I'm buying my Wii U because it can do things that my other consoles can't. That's the only reason you buy Wii U, is you're thinking, hey, it's going to have this cool tablet stuff. Evidently, that's not that important if Ubisoft's just like, nope.
And I mean, even that, I mean, the concept of the tablet, I mean, Xbox has come out with their smart glass, but I'm not sure.
I just don't really know that if the tablet thing is going to catch on, or if it's even worth putting into it. I mean, like I said, the Xbox has a smart glass. Sony hasn't come out with anything of that nature yet. I mean, they have their Vita. But it's a whole separate system of
the only itself. The only reason I wanted a Wii U, and this is because, like, say I'm laying in bed and I don't feel like playing my Vita, if I could just play something on the tablet thing, that'd be the only reason I'd want it.
Right.
I mean, not to even to have the TV off, to be playing a full console game on the controller. That's
it.
The
only
reason
makes that
I'd
funny
want it.
Because that's the complete opposite of why they made the Wii.
Oh, I know. It's complete opposite. But that'd be the only reason I would want one. You know, for laying in bed, you know, my son's asleep, I don't want to wake him up. I could, you know, plug my headphones into a controller,
yeah,
and then just play the entire thing on my Wii U tablet. Yeah. But I would be really pissed if I was a Wii U owner, just based on the fact that you're losing all these exclusives and Nintendo doesn't seem to care. Like, you know, you know they come out and say, you know, oh, Rayman Legends is gone, but Mario Kart's coming, Smash Bros. Is coming. Well, I knew that when I bought the system.
Well, those have to come out.
Here's Wind Waker. They're remaking Wind Waker in HD, though, which is kind of cool. We talked about that a little bit last week, but, yeah. I mean, 6 years...
Is that really going to be enough to save
2004.
It? I mean, yeah.
I was a junior in high school when Wind Waker came out. Yep. You know, we were... Like, I remember taking the Strat Guide to art class and reading it. You know, just because. So I mean,
that's
like
a long time ago.
Yeah, and I mean, so that's I mean, that would be cool to play, but it's one of those things. Is that enough?
Is
to,
that enough to go out and buy a brand new system?
Would I rather have, you know, take my $300, my $350, spend $150 more, and get something that's going to be future proof that I know is going to, you know, carry me for the next or.
And I mean, even that concept right there. I mean, you have the next gen consoles being revealed and being talked about. Do you want to keep that money just in case these new game or this new system comes out and put it towards that, or
I just want to know how it's going to sell. Like, I know it did pretty well during Christmas. I want to know how it does like the first 6 months of the year, because the 3DS was the same way. 3DS did gangbusters at first, and then there was nothing to play for at least 6 months. There was just nothing.
Right.
And then it was like, hey, here's Mario Kart, you know, Super or Mario 3D Land. Here's this. Game.
Right.
And it. You know, it saved at the 3DS, so maybe they can do it again, but it's going to take a lot more than, you know, a 2D Mario to make me want to buy a system.
Yeah.
You know, what's frustrating about it is, you know, it's like if you can't get EA Sports games on your platform, something's wrong. No Tiger Woods has been announced. NCAA's not been announced. Madden's not even been announced for Wii U yet.
Wow.
Like, they put those games on everything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
They were still putting those on the PS2 right when it ended.
And even the best version of Tiger Woods was the Wii version because of the controller.
Yeah.
Like every time I played Tiger Woods, that's the best one to play. It looked like crap, but you know, it was you could swing the golf club. Like, so, and it sold the best on the Wii. So I don't know why they would just run away from it as quickly as they are, unless it's just, you know, unless they're holding all these back for some kind of just third-party day where they're going to go, here's every game EA has coming, here's every game Samsung or, you know, Square has coming, blah, blah, blah. I just don't think that's the case. I don't think they have anything.
I don't either.
You know, especially, we'll just kind of transition this into topic of the week, especially with the 20th where, you know, February 20th, you know, that's the new PS4 announcement. You know, rumors just are going crazy. You know, is it going to play used games? Is it going to be backwards compatible? Is it going to do this? Is it going to do that? You know, Sony's got a lot riding here. They can't come out and go, we're $600 like they did last time. People will work an extra job to get our system. You know? You can't do that anymore. They don't have that kind of, you know, bravado to come out and say, it's a PlayStation, you'll want it. Because people don't. People didn't.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's great games that people missed out on this time just because of the initial way that, you know, I didn't buy a PS3 at first. I waited.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the, you know, because it was pointless.
It cost way too much.
I'm not going to spend $600 for Resistance and MotorStorm. You know, especially when I can go get an Xbox that's got Gears of War. You know, by that time, with that 1 year head start, by the time PS3 was launching, you had Gears, you had, you know, just tons of great games for
all
Xbox.
The Halo,
you know,
Gears.
Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six Vegas, like there was launching just a bunch of games right off the bat that, you know, but this time I think Sony's trying to get out in the lead, but it's going to be, I really honestly thought they'd let Microsoft go first, and that way they could go, okay, Microsoft's trying to be, wants to be your Netflix player, wants to be your all this stuff, we just want to be about games, and, you know, comes out and says, here's Uncharted, here's Resistance, here's Killzone, here's this, game.
Yeah.
Here's Gran Turismo, here's this. But the, you know, I just think that, I think Sony's in a weird position because they can't, Sony Computer Entertainment by themselves are finally making a profit.
Yeah.
You know, and they haven't for such a long time. Don't worry, I can fix it. The, you know, like they're starting off with, you know, the Vita is tanking so hard. Even in Japan, the PSP is outselling the Vita in Japan.
Oh, wow.
The 3DS is just, you know, trouncing it because they have Monster Hunter over there already, but I just question why they make some of the decisions they made. Like Sony as a whole, like the you know, PlayStation All Stars, their big game. Do you guys watch TV a lot, right?
Right.
Did you see a commercial?
Nope.
Yeah.
And if you did, it probably didn't make any sense because it had this little sack guy, little burlap sack guy fighting this dude with a half tucked in shirt, and this guy's got lightning. Like it was a live action version of it. And it didn't make any sense. Like, it didn't even show the game at all. It just said, like, had these two guys, and they were sitting there, like, about to fight each other, and it was like, PlayStation All-Stars. It's like,
wow.
A normal cut, like, if I set you down on the couch and said, tell me who these characters are in this thing, 90% of the people could not tell you who Nathan Drake is. Couldn't tell you who who Cole is. Couldn't tell you who Sackboy is. Couldn't tell you who... If I'm looking at the roster of PlayStation All-Stars, you probably know, what, four people?
Probably.
So, Big Daddy, Dante, Raiden from Metal Gear Solid,
mm-hmm.
maybe Ratchet and Jack.
Yeah, I know them.
I mean, it was kind of a, you know...
And I mean, I understand what you're saying, because if you take whenever Super Smash Bros. Came out, which was, is...
Oh, God.
Oh, you knew everybody. Like, you got on that game, and you knew exactly who every single character was.
Oh, I like Bowser.
I mean,
play, you know, like...
And even you're talking about commercials. I mean, they commercialized that thing out the ass. I mean, you... Every time you got on the TV, you saw it. I mean, you know... Whether it was the goofy ones where they're...
I still remember that commercial where they're, like, walking in a field holding hands and one of them trips each other and then they start fighting. Like, you know, Sony just... I don't trust them to make the good decision with these games. Like, Sly Cooper. Like, I love Sly Cooper. Sly Cooper 4 came out Tuesday.
Sly Cooper 4.
Not a soul knows about it. There's not a commercial, not an online advertisement, not anything. They threw it out for $39.99. There's no nothing. No advertising, no extra money, no... nothing poured into it. So they're sending these games out to die, essentially.
Yeah.
Like Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal came out last year.
That happened.
A brand new Twisted Metal came out.
I've actually played it. And I mean, it's not a bad game. It's just no one knew about it.
No one. So like if you're building a game specifically to say, we have all this online multiplayer, we have all these features, and then there's no community around it because nobody knows the game's out, or, it, you know, nobody's seen any hype about it, because if I buy a game and I tell you it's good, you know, that's the best thing a company can have is word of mouth advertising. But if they're not, if you go into a GameStop, you know, you're not going to see Sly Cooper. You're not going to see that stuff right off the bat. You know, you're going to have to go dig for it. And
yeah, and I mean, even when you go up there, I mean, the people will tell you there. They'll be like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. But I mean, like you said, it's only word of mouth and opinion of one person to the next.
And you know, most people don't have PlayStations. Most people don't have Vitas. Most people don't.
Right.
You know. Prime example, my brother-in-law was talking to him yesterday, and he's like, you know, we were talking the same conversation. He's like, I'm probably not going to get a PS3. I haven't plugged mine in, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. And it's like, the reason is there's no ecosystem. There's no friends list. There's no, you know, I'm not going to jump on there and be like, oh, Brandon's playing Killzone, or Brandon's doing this, or Brandon's doing that.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, I love Sly Cooper, and it's bad to say, like, when you know... You know, Sly 1, all this. It's like after the PS2 came out, they had all the. PS2, though, you knew God of War was coming out. You knew these games were coming out. They spent a ton of money marketing. You know, these. And, you know, they're surprised when they crap out a game to die that the studio closes. You know, they should have all this extra money from all these studios closing because nobody's making any money on their games because they're not promoting them at all. Like, I guarantee you, The Last of Us, which is their last big title, first party, you will probably see one commercial, maybe.
Maybe
if that. Now, if you go on the internet, they'll put, like, for their Super Bowl commercial, they had a God of War Super Bowl commercial, but it was only available on the internet.
We'll see.
So you're supposed to go during the halftime show, go to Sony's website, and then load up the God of War commercial.
No one's gonna do that.
No one does that. Nobody watching it on TV.
How would you have known to? Like,
nobody has done anything.
Like, no. I mean, you should have. You know, they should have just put that money out, and even like a 10-second ad. Go to Sony.com for the trailer, you know, for the next big thing or whatever, even for the PS4, you know, coming February 20th, the next big thing, like Samsung does. They'll, you know, this ad's this day or whatever. They just don't, they just don't advertise their games at all. They send them off to die. And it's frustrating. Like, if you, like, I like Sony. I don't have, I love my PS3 and I love my Vita, but it's, you know, I look at the games and I'm thinking that, you know, if Call of Duty cannot move units, if Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed don't move units because you don't advertise them. And the advertising for Black Ops, the Vita one was the dumbest thing ever because you had the guy holding his Vita jumping around corners and just load it up and show buildings blowing up. Show the guy walking around, just playing the game.
Yeah, show the game.
Like, it's like the stupid Wii commercials when they first came out where people were like jumping behind couches and like pointing their Wii emotes at the TV. You can barely get a Wiimote to work in front of the TV, and like no furniture or anything. You can barely get it to do anything.
That's a valid point.
But I'll quit ranting about Sony. We can kind of trade to the Xbox thing. Everybody's been a little irked about this rumor, and I don't know necessarily why. The whole Xbox may not be able to play used games. It may be DRM protected. I don't see why this is such a big deal to people, because, Brandon, you play a lot of PC games.
Right.
You can't trade them in. They're all DRM protected. Right?
Right.
I download pretty much every game that I have. I can't trade them in. I'm just used to this. Like, if you buy games for your iPad or your phone, you can't trade them in.
Right. I mean, even the concept of trading in, I mean, you buy a game and say you buy it from GameStop. GameStop gets a portion. The producers get a portion. The company gets a portion. I mean, everybody, it splits it all apart. Then when you trade it in, you get $20 for it. And
Pure profit to GameStop, though.
A brand new $60 game.
Like, the markup, like, when I was a GameStop GM, like, the markup on that is ridiculous. Like, say you trade something in, I mean, you're making $35 profit.
Yeah. Because you trade a game in.
They're trading something in to the revenue. Like, they're trading, say you trade in your, it's the same way as, like, you trade in your car. You're still, I'm taking something I'm going to resell for $55, and then you're buying something else for $60. Like, it.
Yep.
It's just a cycle, and I don't have a problem with not trading my games you know?
Yeah, I just keep my games.
I keep all my games. That's why I have 30-plus games. Every game that I've bought, I mean, I've never, ever traded it back in because I saw it as a pointless investment to trade it in as $5 towards another game.
Like, I get that. Like, if you buy a bad game and you want to get rid of it, like, but then you should do your research as a consumer. Like, do I want to spend $60 on something that I know is not going to be that great? Like, you know, vote with your wallet. Look at reviews. Do you want to invest, you know? Like, I love Doctor Who, but there's a Doctor Who game for the Vita, and it's $10, and it's awful, and I'm not going to buy it, because it's awful.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually it'll go on sale for $5 or whatever, and it may be worth a $5 investment, you know? But Steam is the perfect example of how this could be great for everybody, and nobody's thinking about it. Like, if all of us are on the same, an even playing field, you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, Brandon's going to sell his game. You know, he's going to use. We're not going to make any profit because they're just going to wait and trade all their stuff in. You know, Steam puts games, brand new games, on there for like $4, $5, $2 when they have sales. Publishers are still making money on those because that may be, you know, oh, you never played Ghost Recon 1? Well, I'll throw it out there for $5 and you're going to be like, man, I really like Ghost Recon. I'll go pay $40 for Ghost Recon 3 or what, you know. Right. And you never see that on Xbox Live. If we go load up right now, I guarantee you Madden NBA 2K12 is still $59 on, you know, and that's a year old game. Like, you can go to GameStop and get it for,
and they're all still brand new store price.
Yeah, but that's going to take up from the company's standpoint. If you can fix the marketplace to where it makes more sense, people aren't going to be that upset about it. But you know, the other thing was an always online console that people were upset about. And I get that. Like, living all the way out here, like, living in the middle of nowhere, I get that being a bit of a pain because if the wind blows hard, we lose internet connection a lot of times. So, I mean, that's just, especially with, like, people like Charter, you know, people that are capping internet connections. Like, if I always have to be online to play my games, if I always have to be online, like, it not a big deal to PC gamers because it's the way of life, but I can also just take my laptop to McDonald's if I want to. I can't take my console to Starbucks or McDonald's, you know,
hook
like
it up to their TV.
That up in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the DRM or the always online thing, I think is this would be the dumbest move they could possibly make. The trading, the buying, locking out used games, I think, you know, that probably would have saved a lot of publishers, a lot of game companies probably would have been fine, would have been saved, because if you think about it, like THQ, I mean, they've made a lot of terrible business decisions, but I guarantee you a lot of their sales on, like, Saints Row and stuff like that have been taken away because
somebody can go out and buy it for a discounted price because it's used, because somebody's already beat it and traded it back in.
You know, and I hear the other side of the argument, well, if I buy something, it's my property. Right, but it still is your property. You can transfer it to where you want. Like, I should be able to resell it. If you don't like the marketplace, you don't have to buy it, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the same thing with you. Your downloadable content. You go on and you buy something. Say you buy a game for $20 off of there. Are you going to be able to resell that? If right now I went on there and I went on and bought Halo 3 or Halo...
Right. No, you know, I mean, but you know that going into it. Like, if that's not what you want to do, then don't do it. But I don't think that... Like, if Microsoft and Sony both came out and said, no used games, it would work. But if Microsoft goes, no used games, Sony goes, yeah, we'll take used games, come on, you know?
Everybody's
going to jump on that.
Absolutely. So I don't think it's even going to happen. Now, next generation, I think we will be a lot closer to it because, you know...
It depends on what happens within the next... Because, I mean, how long have the systems lasted this at this point? You know, how long are the next generation... Yeah, how long are the next generation systems going to last on that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, these are 7 and 8 year old systems that we're playing right now. So but, I mean, if these are 7 and 8 year old, how long are the next ones going to be?
But if you think about it, too, I mean, you couldn't download a full retail game until 2 years ago when they announced the thing. You couldn't just go... You know, and even now they still don't do day and date a lot of times. The reason I play a lot of my games on PS3 is because if I want something, it's there day one. I don't have to wait 6 months or whatever for it to come out on Xbox Live Marketplace or whatever. If I want, you know, PlayStation All-Stars, day one it was there. Now, what would be really smart of them to do, though, is if you're going to do that, if you're going to put, like, preload them like Steam does. Like, if I buy a game, if I pre-order it, pay for it in full, let me pre-install it, and then at 12:01 just... Flip the switch.
Yeah.
But now the way it works, I have to wait till 5 or 6 o'clock for the PlayStation Store to update, or the Xbox Live. I have to wait, you know, to whenever they decide to throw the content on there and then download it. And then by the time it's, you know, 9 o'clock at night, you know, because a 16 gig download takes forever.
Right.
And I don't think the internet speeds in the entire country, I don't think it's where it needs to be either, because off DSL or even cable, it's not really fast enough. Like, we drop internet all the time here, and I'm sure you do too. Like, even just based on where you live, it's really hard to.
Well, I mean,
they'd be cutting out a huge segment of the market going always online, is my point.
Yeah, that's the same concept with cell phones. Like, you have a cell phone, the technology for the cell phones are so out there. Like, you have so much technology in your hands, but the towers can't push it. You know, they can't do half the amount of what your cell phone is actually capable of doing.
I have a 4G LTE phone, and right now my phone says 1X.
Yep.
I have one bar of 1X. You know, and it's 4G LTE.
And I mean, it's the same concept with computers or anything else. You know, the technology can grow so far, but it's only at the limits of what providers are able to give to their customers.
So we were talking about the 4K TVs and the 3D TVs.
Yeah. You're going to have
network, and then we're not really going to, you know.
Yeah,
you
they're not going to push
ESPN
4K,
in 3D,
you know.
Or ESPN in 3D.
And I mean, even you have the HD TVs that came out and everything else like that. There's no company that's going to be like, oh yeah, we're going to push 4K right now. Bam. No,
for the two people that can
for
afford
the two
a
people
TV.
That can afford a $300,000 TV.
And going back to what we were talking about, kind of hammering on the Wii U a little bit more. Not really hammering on it, but the loss of exclusives is a big thing, and I think. Looking at it now, people play, you know, and this kind of ties into what we were talking about at Sony a minute ago. You know, when Microsoft has an exclusive, you see commercials. Even for Forza, they hyped Forza because they sell their games.
Yeah.
Like, they don't let, you know, GameStop or whoever do it. They make sure you know Forza's coming out tomorrow. I've got to go get it. Or Halo's coming out. I've got to go get it.
Yeah, you see that on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Every NBA game, everything, it's, you know. Even for games like Call of Duty or NBA or whatever, you always see that after it's always an Xbox logo. It's never a PS3 logo. It's never a Wii U logo. It never is.
And they even sell themselves with the console, the Kinect. I mean, even now you still see commercials for the Kinect.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's been out for ever.
You'll see the Nike Plus Fitness.
Yeah.
And Microsoft is probably the best at marketing their own stuff, whereas Sony and Nintendo just kind of
throw
it
out there.
Here you go.
Take it. Eat it. Do it now.
And, you know, what bothers me about it is think if you... You know, I wanted a Wii U when they first came out. If we remember, I had one reserved. Like, I wanted one. And now I'm just sitting back thinking, God, that was the smartest decision I've ever made not doing that. just because it would be a waste. Like, it would be cool to play Darksiders or whatever, you know. My wife and son go to sleep. Oh, I can, you know, I don't have to get out of bed, bother anybody. I don't have to go to the living room, turn on my Xbox, you know, just throw it down on my controller and play. But, you know, 5 games support that feature.
Wow.
One of the most important, Darksiders, 2K, like there's like 4 or 5 games that do it.
Wow.
So like a cool thing they don't use.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating. We'll kind of transition out of that. Unless you guys got anything else to jump on it.
We've dropped a lot on it.
We have. I'll probably have my review of Far Cry up next week or whenever we decide to do a show. Our scheduling is getting a little more complicated due to having to work a lot more, trying to figure out. We, you know, had some changes going at the store, so I'm working a little bit more. I know, Josh, you're going to be out of town all week, yep. Going off into the wilderness to lay cable.
Yeah.
So we may have a show next week. I mean, we'll figure something out one way or the other. We'll kind of switch into the TV section. Last night was The Walking Dead. I watched it, but I'm 7 episodes behind, so the only way I knew what was happening was
the little recap.
Previously on The Walking Dead.
I'm caught up on it, but I have not watched the newest episode.
And I was like, oh, things do not look good for Maggie and Glenn. I wonder why this happened. So I've got like 8 episodes on my DVR that are just sitting there I haven't touched.
I wish I had started watching Walking Dead from the beginning, because now I feel like I'm too far behind.
It's on Netflix,
though.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix. Season 1 and 2 are on Netflix. And
they're not
the
long
second
either. There's
half
like
of season 3
there's
right
like
now.
20 episodes on there. Like you'll burn through it pretty quick. There's yeah. not.
There's 6
Isn't
episodes
it as
on
epic as Lost was.
It's I like it better than Lost. It's a lot more character driven than Lost. And you don't have to put
more
up
character driven than Lost.
Yes, and you don't have to put up with Lost bullshit of like, why is there a polar bear? Like, and I love Lost. Don't get me wrong. Like I love Lost, but you don't get to that point. Like season 3 of Lost. I don't know if you remember. Like it was kind of just like dragging. They're like, well, the hatch. You got to push the button. The button is that like it was like they were just spinning
yeah, they
their wheels.
Didn't know what to do right then.
Whereas this one seems like they know exactly where they're going. There's an endpoint to what they're doing. Like it's just going. There's no. There's been maybe like 1 or 2 episodes where they're like, you really feel like they're filler episodes. Like nothing really happens. Like, every episode you watch, something big usually happens.
Something big
happens.
Usually happens.
But I'm more excited about Top Gear. UK coming back. Finally,
yes.
They've been off for a freaking year. A year.
I didn't know it had been that long.
It's been a year, yeah.
That's like my favorite show, too.
So, we're a week behind. I watched last week's episode. It's really good. They have a new episode tonight, so I've got it recording at 8. Top Gear US, though, I actually watched last week's episode, last 2 episodes, and they've been good.
Yeah, they're getting a little better.
They're getting a little better, and I think it's because they instead of copying, like the best part about Top Gear UK to me is the challenges. It's the people's personalities when they're doing the challenges and trying to, you know,
they can really play off each other. And
yeah,
it's not necessarily about the cars necessarily. Whereas like the first couple of seasons of Top Gear US, I thought they were like, here's this car, we've got to make this car look good, you know.
Yeah, that's about.
And then you see the commercial right after, sponsored by Chevy. It's like, okay, guys, come on. Like, I get it. But the biggest difference between those two is, like, Top Gear UK is, you know, basically funded by PBS over there. So they don't have any sponsors. They don't have any commercials. They can just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Whereas here, you know, History Channel's got people to pay and, you know, all that. So I think Top Gear US is finally hitting its stride where it's watchable, at least. I still don't like that Adam guy, the Adam Ferrara guy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, God, I hate him. Like Tanner,
the creepy one.
Yeah, Tanner always picks. Yeah, the wrecker. God, so stupid. Like Tanner always picks like a really fast car, and Rutledge always picks something kind of neat. And every single episode,
picks an old
Adam car. Picks either a Cadillac or like some beat up grandma car.
Any kind of old car.
Yeah, like any kind of like old Volkswagen, like something big. It's always like this, you know. And he's always amazed when it doesn't survive. It's like you picked a 1987 Cadillac to do a rally challenge. What do you? Of course, it's not going to make it. The big surprise here for my buddy here, I still don't have my book back that he promised to read in the first episode and get back with me. February 17th, National Geographic is actually airing Killing Lincoln. Like they made a mini series out of Killing Lincoln. So it starts the 17th at 8th.
So I don't have to read the
book. So you don't have to read the book.
And I'll know everything about it.
Yes. Like I really started to like download the find it on the internet, like the audio version, and just email it to you so you'd actually finally read that book that I've been telling you how good it is. And you're just like, I bet it is, but I don't know how to read.
Yeah.
It's hard to get him to read a book.
It's so depressing. Yeah, Brandon tried to force me to read a book before, too. I got, like, maybe 3 chapters into it. And it was a really good book. I really enjoyed it. But I was just like, man, I can't do this. I would end up, like,
there's no
drifting
pictures.
Off. And yeah, that's what it was. It was like, man, I got to imagine all this. It makes my brain hurt. I'm doing too much. Oh, I'm so tired now.
But that's finally coming out. It's a miniseries. And like I said, you'll finally get to see how good Bill O'Reilly is at writing books. I don't agree.
God. He's still an awful,
dude,
awful
he's really
person.
Good at really writing books, though.
Yeah, that's what he needs to stay doing. He needs to keep his mouth shut.
Don't be hating.
keep his mouth shut and just keep
just write a book.
Pen.
Just
I got Glenn Beck's new book for Christmas and it was really good. I finished it last episode and it was really good. But I like Glenn Beck a whole lot more than I do Bill O'Reilly, because at least Glenn Beck like stands for something. Like at least you know where he is on every issue. Like Bill O'Reilly's like, I hate teachers, and then the teachers union comes on. He's like, we all love teachers. It's like,
good job, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, man. We'll kind of transition
to stick to your guns
out of the politics part of the show before we offend anybody.
I hate Bill O'Reilly.
That's fine. I'm not that big of a fan of Bill O'Reilly.
I just had to make sure someone got offended before you made it out.
Yeah. Before I could transition, you just wanted to throw that last jab in there. On the tech front, the Surface Pro came out Sunday. Basically just a souped-up Surface. I just kind of wonder how well the Surface Tab's been doing. Apparently Microsoft's posting like record financial results. Like the Windows phone sold 4 times as much as they did in the last 2 years during the holiday season.
Wow.
And it's because they advertised them, because they put commercials out with, like, Cam Newton, Gwen Stefani, I can't think of the other girl's name, but they were like, this is my Windows phone, this is what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And people are actually coming into the store now saying, do y'all have the Windows phone that's on TV? Yes, I do, here it is. You know, it's
doing it. TV.
And I think it's finally getting to a tipping point where people were, I've had an iPhone, I've had an Android, I want to try something different. It's like, well, there's really no option.
Well, see, the iPhone hasn't changed.
At least with an Android, you know what you're getting. You're getting a souped-up version of what you had before. iPhone, you feel like, I feel like I have the same phone.
Yeah, I have this. Oh, I got an extra line, dude. I got 5 lines instead of 4.
The headphone jack's at the bottom!
Mind blown.
The BlackBerry Z10 was announced, though. It's coming out March 5th.
I'm not going to say that it's not going to live, because, I mean, you have those people that were BlackBerry
we have people coming in and asking about it, and it, you know, I still think, like,
I think,
would you want out of a BlackBerry, like, that you couldn't go get somewhere else? Like, with my Windows phone, I get Xbox Live that I don't get anywhere. Like, I can get, you know what I'm saying? There's, like, things about this phone that I want that, even things about your Android, there's things that you want about it, like, custom, you know, all that stuff. Like, what does this do for me? Like,
I guess there's some people out there who still feel like the BlackBerry is going to be better for business.
And I think that's a lot of it.
The biggest draw to it.
Finally,
the people that loved it, like back in the day, the whole BlackBerry network was the shiznez.
It was never ever.
No. But that's what they believe.
You can download Bad Piggy or not Bad Piggies. What do they call it? It was an Angry Birds. It was Angry Pigs. So they could get past copyright stuff. But it was the same game. You're just flinging pigs at birds.
Oh, wow.
Like somebody just went up there and bootlegged a version of it just there to throw on the App Store. Apple's making a smartwatch. Do you know much about that there, Joshua?
Right now they're testing with curved glass. So they're wanting to create a smartwatch. The big hype has been the Apple TV here lately, and you know, they kind of shot that down. They didn't say yes or no. But there have been a lot of concepts and different things going floating around the internet about the Apple Watch. Now, there's another watch company that just came out with the thinnest watch ever created, and
they sell the, you know, the watches with the pedometer in them, the heartbeat monitor, and they don't really move that well. So I don't know what kind of market, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Because
a lot of that stuff you can do on your phone now. Like I understand, like that was like 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Like, you know, if I can get my blood pressure, my GPS, my music, everything on my phone, but like, or on my watch.
I think that's kind of what they're wanting to do. I mean, it would almost be like having an iPod on your wrist at all times.
Just get a shuffle, man. Get you a shuffle and some,
I mean, I guess
Velcro.
They think that people are
Radio
really going to enjoy that
Velcro
little
everything.
Yeah,
I think they think people are really going to enjoy that that little screen, that little HD screen that you carry around on your wrist at all times.
Yeah, it's going to be too small.
I just don't see the need for it. I don't see the market.
Oh no, I don't think there is much of one. But I mean, you have
but
the
then again,
Apple
could crap out anything.
Yeah, Apple can throw whatever they want to.
Here's
a golden turd.
Something cool about
people will buy it.
Something cool about the Windows Phone that I figured out last week is called Kids Corner. Kind of going back to, I guess we'll finish up the tech with my part of this. Basically, I can put I can put apps on this phone that, and I can just slide to the left on my screen, like my lock screen.
Mm-hmm.
If I have it, I just slide to the right. I don't have it activated right now, but if I slide to the right, it'll automatically activate Kids Corner. So he can't do my text messages, he can't make phone calls, but all he can do is play games. And it just automatically sets it up to where all my calls and stuff, when I get back out of Kids Corner, will pop right back over. And everything will be where it needs to be.
That is really cool.
It's kind of a neat feature, when that way if you hand your, you know, child a phone, you don't have to worry about it.
If you hand your child your brand new $600 phone, here you go.
Hey,
child,
man.
Play with this.
It keeps him happy, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. But kind of close things out here. We've been going for about 45 minutes, technical difficulties and all. If you guys have any questions for us, once again, email us, jcbradio@gmail.com. I have gotten a few emails, but they were so long ago that we never I never checked them. I never commented them or brought them onto the show. So we'll do a better job of that. Also, like us on iTunes. 5 stars are appreciated. That's some major housekeeping stuff. Josh, you got anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is JCB Radio signing out. Thanks.